We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In a family of five,
yeah,
there's always one gay person.
Oh, I thought it was one in three. Because I remember it being discussed in school. I don't know, we were talking to SBHE about it or something. And then, now, the SBHE teacher was a pure lad and he was like, going on about, and he was like, apparently one in three. He's like, sure, that means there could be 10 of us in the staff from Lakeshore. I don't know who there. And I was like, you could tell he was a bit traumatised.
All I know is I'm not changing in front of anyone, like.
Yeah, he was hot.
Was he?
He had a tattoo, and I'd never seen a teacher with a tattoo before. So it blew. Rebel. It blew my mind. He had a tattoo.
Rebel, whatever the cause.
And it was a hot, no, I think it was a shit tattoo, but it was a tattoo nonetheless. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandma. Woo! I was just checking to have my earrings in. I need my earrings in for the record.
For the record, girlies, it's been a week of makeovers.
It's little makeovers. So Kevin got his nails done.
Listen to this. Clickety clack the wheels in the track. It's my nails.
But you didn't get acrylics, babe.
Yeah, but look.
Yeah, but my nails can do that too.
Girlies, they're stunning. Yeah. I got a friend to look after them. They're kind of like black designs, all a bit
they're
random.
They're giving me, he was a skater boy. She said, see you later,
very
boy.
That. Very licorice all sorts. Don't know what you're going to get in each
very
finger.
That. But I was skitting, girls, because I was upstairs when he was getting them done. And do you know the way Kevin be very polite? So like, he'd be like, oh, do we want to do that on that nail? And then I'd be like, Kevin, just tell her you don't like gum. And I was skating upstairs.
Because basically, for one of the designs, so like, just to give you a brief visual.
If
so
you're
like,
following on his Insta, girlies, you would have seen them.
You'd have seen them, right? But on one of them, I got like a yin-yang symbol. I got like a checkerboard. I got flames. Got an eight ball. Got a love heart. Very cute. Did a cow print, which I love. But then I think if you were to look at the cow print in situ, does it look a bit leprosy?
No.
Do you know what I mean? No, I don't know what leprosy looks like. But then my nail technician, shout out to Siobhan, tagged in bio girlies, she was doing an eyeball on one of them and I was kind of like, ugh.
You weren't here for the eyeball.
I wasn't here for the eyeball and I didn't know what way to say it. It's so funny because
I love when you're being polite, but I can tell straight away that you hate something.
It's awful because no one else knows it by you, which is so annoying, right? But anyway, I had work the next day, right? And I just thought everyone would be noticing
The nails. Yeah.
But they weren't. So like every time I was like answering the phone, I was giving you splayed fingers, jazz hands. Anytime I was like handing someone a receipt.
Yeah.
I was pure like, there's your receipt.
Gorgeous,
there now, look.
Yeah.
Or like, sure, I would never give anyone a receipt. Like,
people
I'm
leaving
the gym.
You like, high five. Great job today.
Oh, what I was doing as well. If a girl came in with her nails done, I would go, oh my God, your nails. Just so that she'd look at mine. And I was like, that. But that's the only way I was getting the compliments.
I know.
Now, there was one or two fellas in the gym, right, who spotted them. I know you had your nails done before, and I also had my nails done before, but these ones are like proper fire.
Yeah.
So I'm loving. but there was a few lads in the gym who would kind of look a bit and then going, you know what? First of all, excuse you. Secondly, if you've like a tattoo on your body, right, these are literally nail tattoos. That's the way I've reasoned it in my head. Now, I know you shouldn't even have to reason it because it's like just expressing myself and it's putting something on my nails. But I'm like, imagine a fella, isn't it so weird though too, right, that a fella could get like flowers, ma'am, love heart on their arms, anywhere on their body, and then they see a fella with like their nails done and they're going, what the heck?
That's actually so true.
It's so mad, isn't it? Now, speaking of tattoos, I realised, now I am obsessed with these. Siobhan, if you're listening, I do think she listens to the podcast. I do love them, but I actually get sick of things very quickly.
You were saying, because you were like, you were obsessed with them for the last 2 days, and then you just took a turn, you were like, okay, now I'm ready to have my nails back to normal.
But the thing is, I woke up the next day after having them done, right? And you know, you're like pure sleep when you're waking up and you're like, and then I saw my hands and I was like, oh my God, have my nails done?
Unreal.
And I was like wearing a gorgy outfit that day to like compliment the nails, and I was actually dressing around my nails, which was a new experience for me. And then by the like Wednesday, I was a bit like, oh, still have the nails. Do you know what I mean? And no disrespect, I do love them. But the thing is, I realised I don't like permanency.
You couldn't get a tattoo.
I couldn't get. And then you but you're the one who actually pointed out to me. When I was like, I don't know, am I gone off the nails? You were like, you can never get a tattoo.
You couldn't.
Caveat, Siobhan, I love the nails.
Oh, you love them.
I just like being different.
You like to shake things up.
I like, you know, I love a shake.
But then you have the same dinner every day, which is really weird.
Shut up!
You want to shake things up every day, but you have those Linda McCartney sausages in the past every day.
Why do you always bring it back to that? That's actually such a low blow.
No, you've been doing varied dinners. I actually as of have. Late. No, you have. You've been doing those fitness bowls.
I've been doing the fitness bowls. I've been doing the wraps.
Oh, you have. You have.
No, I've just been doing those in the pasta.
But then you get into the habit of doing that then.
That's the thing.
And then you're having the wraps every day.
And I was doing turkey burgers a bit when I got back. And then I was like, I can't even look at a turkey burger these days.
But also, girlies, I know we say this every week. We're normalising again.
No! We're banning PJ from saying normalising.
But normalised lads getting their nails done.
Normalised lads getting
also,
their nails done.
How good is it when they push back the cuticle?
Oh my God. Oh,
oh my God.
Oomph, only oomph did that
like
to me.
Sex is good, but push back my cuticles. You know what I mean?
So true.
It's so. And as well, it's just. I sometimes watch videos of people removing like thick cuticles. There's like this whole section of TikTok where there's girlfriends doing what?
That's just you all over. You looking at cuticle TikToks.
But there's this section where it's like girls doing their fellas' nails, and because the lads never get their nails done, their cuticles be huge, and it's like it's like another form of pimple popping videos, and you know how I feel about them.
Yeah, it's like. On the same breath.
Same spectrum, yeah.
Same spectrum. I love that. Now, Siobhan did say mine were particularly thick, which I was mortified. I was like, oh my God, I have the nail tech over in the gaff, and she's like coming from my cuticles.
But you're going to be paranoid now, so you'll be doing your cuticles before getting your next manicure.
Now, we're like, the only thing is, I know what you mean. It is like great to get them done, but sometimes when because I had a lot, I've seen a lot of skin being pushed up, and it's kind of going, Siobhan, is that my finger? Like, I know you know what you're doing, doll, but like, that seems like a lot. No, but the thing is, it actually turned out I did just have a lot of cuticle.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm going to have to get mine done soon.
Yeah, I think you need to get yours done soon. Now, the only thing is, and sometimes when you look at that one, does it look? If I just do that, does it just look like I've a bad nail?
Oh,
no,
like,
does it look like something fell on my nail?
Yeah, a bit actually.
A bit like that one.
And that was my favourite one.
And that was my favourite as well. That used to be the eye.
But also, quick warning, girls. There is this new breed of boy happening, right? They're hetero boys that get their nails painted. And then you think, oh my God, in touch with his femininity, like, isn't going to be toxic. No.
No.
Hetero men with their nails painted could be the most toxic of all nails. So just a warning there, guys.
That's the
guys.
Thing, it's because they're unassuming.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my God, I get my nails painted. But they'll still fuck you over.
They'll still fuck you over. So girlies, be prepared for that type of fuckboy. They're in a league of their own, aren't they?
Also, I'm blonde. Let's talk about that.
Oh, sorry. That's what we wanted to talk about, because that's the reason we're recording tonight, is to talk about you getting this. Now, I think it's gorgeous.
Billie Eilish who?
Billie Eilish rotting somewhere.
I did the green. Been there, done that. I'm on to the blonde girls.
You are literally but following her aesthetic trajectory, aren't you?
I like to think that we're in symbiotics, is it? What's that word?
Symbiosis.
Symbiosis.
Yeah, but like symbiotic effect.
Yeah, what kind of... Yeah, like, think of us as like partners.
Partners, love
in our
that.
Hair journey, even though she's doing everything a few months before me.
But I kind of love that for you.
It's a time difference between here and the US. No, but basically, you know all the gay basic gays. Bleach their hair for summer. I'm a basic gay who.
But you're being different because you're doing the mullet.
I'm growing out kind of a mullet situation, but I don't want it to be square because I don't like that. I'm going to do.
That's a bit Wilton Shopping Centre.
Remember back in the day, girlies, when all the lads in Cork, I don't know, anyway, this was a trend in Cork, they all got the V mullet, and there's a point at the
end.
I
had a V mullet at one point. Now I look like a rat.
I'm going to grow a bit of one. All the girls are going to be getting the gawk now, but it's going to be
iconic. I think it's going to be hot.
And it's going to be bleach blonde. Now, ever since I started doing this journey of growing out the hair, going blonde, all this stuff, every casting I've got through for dancing or like any bits have been like,
shaved heads.
Love your shaved head. Like, we'd love to put you up for this. Me, okay. So if I get any of those jobs, I'm going to have to fucking shave my head again.
You need to get the updated portfolio pics, babe.
Or do I just get a bald cap? Do you know what I mean? They'd be none the wiser.
Imagine you rocking up to the casting with a bald cap.
And then I just
looking like Phil Mitchell.
I just make friends with hair and makeup and I go, girlies, I know you see the bald cap from a mile away, but they didn't have a clue, so can we keep it hushy?
That is so funny. You need your bald cap.
I'm going to do.
Because I'm loving the length. You're giving me.
It takes years off, I think.
You're giving me Spike from Buffy.
Yeah.
And that's the highest of compliments because he was hot.
No, he was a bit of a dickhead, was he?
He's a bit of a dickhead.
I'm
but
not
like,
going to have the personality,
kind of
though.
Were you Team Spike or Angel? I think actually I was Spike.
I think I was Team Put Me in the Middle. I was Team Rail Me.
I was Team Spit Roast.
Getting very Don't Tell Him I'm Hair Girlies.
Getting very chaotic here, girls.
Get over to the Patreon and listen to our Don't Tell Him I'm
Hair. The thing is, I think I fancy you more with the long hair.
Okay.
So I'm nervous. I'm flustered.
Come with me on this hair journey, girls.
What else is happening this week?
Oh, girlies, we got some big news.
Really, really, really big news. Big announcement, girlies.
You want to set those reminders on those tellies?
Can you set a reminder?
Yeah, like
is that teletext? Anyway, whatever you have, set the alerts because we're hitting the tellies.
We're going to be on the 6 o'clock show reviewing Love Island on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. I think every week after it's going to be on a Monday, but the phones were hopping like mad when we made our appearance there 2 weeks ago. People were obsessed. They were like, we need more.
We
give me more.
We love you, girlies.
Give me more. We love you, girlies. They're having us back. Also, I'm not going to be feeling guilty for watching it every night of the week because I'm going to be like,
because
it's for work, babe.
It's work, girls.
It's work. So, girlies, catch us spilling all the tea on the Love Island goss.
I'm dead at you saying spilling all the tea.
Yeah, I kind of hate that bit. But we're coming to the TV screen near you.
Girlies, outside of Ireland, I presume you can watch it on some kind of online player.
Surely, and if not, maybe make friends with someone in Ireland and get them to send you a recording from their phone.
Or there's definitely going to be some Twitter or something. But buzz in, this is our first time properly having a TV thing.
Now, I'm already planning the outfits already.
That's the thing, I have two outfits to wear and then I'm fucked. Also, controversy this week, girls.
What was it?
Subway.
Oh, Subway this week, girlies. It's been revealed. Now, I feel like Subway are controversy after controversy.
I don't think
I've ever said controversy and I kind of like the way it sounds.
Is that even a word?
I think some people say controversy.
But they just got off the back of when everyone was saying their bread isn't actually bread because there's so much sugar in it. It's actually classed as cake.
And I could have told you that because the thing is, I think Subway is a manky mank. But when I walk past the Subways and I get away from the bread, is it kind of sickening? I used to love it anyway. Now it kind of makes me feel a bit queasy because I used to kind of work in a Subway and I used to be doing
all
the bits.
What do you mean kind to work? You worked there. Why are you trying to like play it off?
No.
I used to coin to work. What did you do? Go in there and sweep up if they needed a hand?
Yeah.
You either work somewhere or you don't.
No, I was actually employed by Baskin Robbins ice cream parlour.
Okay.
Your man actually just happened to own the Subway next door as well. So sometimes if they were stuck, I'd go in and I'd do the... Don't be so rude. If I say I coin to work there, then it was actually my lived experience.
But we need to clarify for the girls because they didn't have a clue.
Yeah, well, they know now. Well, aren't you glad you asked the question? I did kind of work
so
there.
So you used to work for Baskin and Robbins, but you used to...
I used to dabble in the Subway.
In the Subway.
I didn't really like it that much because it was actually just so stressful.
So we have some insider knowledge here, girlies.
But girlies, it was when I was like a poor student. Right? I can't even...
But basically, the controversy... Controversy.
Controversy. No, controversy I like.
It's controversy though, right?
Anyway, I'm actually getting sick even thinking about it. But when I was working there, when I did the odd shift there, oh my God. Obviously, poor student, right?
Yeah.
So there used to be a load of
meatball marinara.
I wouldn't even a meatball now. Honestly, no. If it was the last thing left for my dinner, right? But anyway, because I was obviously like saving money. Because I'd take the meatballs. I would take the meatballs home.
No, stop.
Boil some pasta and just lob in the meatballs and the sauce and be like, that's my dinner.
So not much has changed, really, is it?
Shut up, doll. You know I wouldn't go near a meatball.
You just swapped the meatballs to the Lindas.
You're so rude when you want to be. Actually, you're actually so rude.
I'm joking.
It's actually really traumatic because I was so poor and I had to eat meatballs. Okay. That's so sad. Like, that would actually be in my biography. You know what I mean? From Ranks to Riches.
But sorry, no. A Subway meatball marinara. People love that.
People do, but like, okay, basically what we're getting onto with this controversy. I can't stop saying controversy.
It's controversy.
Controversy is, apparently there's no tuna DNA in the tuna.
Yeah, so a story came out this week that said there's actually no tuna in the tuna in Subway.
Yeah, no
what
tuna DNA.
What is in it though?
Exactly. What is in it? It could be anything. It could be anything. Maybe it's just, I was thinking, is tuna an expensive fish?
Is it like a cheaper fish?
Is it a cheaper fish?
And mayo, right? There's lots of mayo in it.
And there's a heap of mayo, right? Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind the mayo. I actually love the Subway sauces.
Okay.
The Subway sauces work
really nice.
I just
don't like the smell of it.
Do you remember it used to be like a ritual? I don't know if it was for you because you're in the north side, but if we were ever going into town after school, you know, back in the day when you're in secondary school and you'd be meeting the girls in town.
Yeah.
We used to always be banned from going into Subway. You'd always get a Subway and you'd get
the
Subway
poshies,
cookies.
The poshies, you used to always get the Subway.
Where'd you go?
We used
fast
chicken fillet roll.
Chicken fillet roll.
Centra.
Are you very chicken fillet roll humour?
No, I'm just chicken fillet roll taste palette. And to this day, I murder chicken fillet roll.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's one thing that needs to come over to England.
Yeah. But yeah, girlies, no tuna in the tuna sub.
Now, after pissing away our chances of a Subway collab.
Did we want a Subway collab?
We only partner with the girlies we like, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We weren't going to ever partner with them anyway, were we?
Would it make for a great, like, 360 story, though, that I was, like, doing the shifts at the Subway, eating the meatball marinaras, and then I'm doing an advert for them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to eat this.
The only reason I'd like to do an advert for them is because I'd make like penis sized jokes about like the 6 inch and the foot long. That's the only thing I'll lose sleep at night because we're not working with them just because I can't make those jokes, you know. Quickly before we move on from Subway humor, the marinara reminded me to tell you, you don't know that my sister Elaine's middle name is Margarita, do you?
Marinara.
No.
I was going, what? Margarita.
Margarita.
I think it's Marguerite.
No, it's Margarita.
I love that for her.
Elaine Margarita Mulcahy.
Oh my God, I love the name
now
Margarita.
Now, her identity.
Now, you did tell her.
Social security number or whatever.
PBS.
No, but I was skipping. What was my mum thinking?
I love it.
My mum was starving post-labour. And she goes, I love a Margarita. And some dopey nurse was like, oh, you want to call her Margarita? And then she panicked and was like, okay, she wants to be polite.
I think her name's Marguerite.
Stop telling me my sister's middle name is, babe. I know what it is. We made fun of her for it for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Margarita.
That's
quality.
But the P in peach actually stands for pepperoni. No, it doesn't. That's taking the joke too far, girls.
Also, girlies, one thing that I need to get off my chest whilst I'm on the pod. I know I've been living by myself in London, well, with you and stuff, for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
But ashamedly, and I'm actually so ashamed because I'm so self-sufficient and really independent.
What are you going to say?
I panic every time the electricity crowd get onto me for a meter reading.
Yeah.
Where is the meter? What is a meter reading?
Who is the meter?
Who? But in Ireland, am I wrong when I say a fella comes around and does it in Ireland?
There's someone to do that.
There's
in
someone
Ireland.
To do it, like, sorry, but just hire someone.
You
I'm
think
busy.
London's ahead of the curve, girlies, but like Ireland has a good few things going for it.
Yeah.
And one of it is that random fella that you get the gay fare when they knock on your door and go,
God.
Is your mum and dad there? And you go, no.
Pure
and then
rough
like,
hands.
Yeah, I just need to read the meter there.
I don't know how to do it. They're ringing me. There's a one from Sheffield ringing me going, will you give me your meter reading? What was I saying on the phone last night when she rang?
I was like, I came downstairs and Kevin was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just going into a meeting now and I'm actually in the office tomorrow, so I won't be around then either. And then he got off the phone and I was like, who the fuck was that? And you were like, oh, it's the meter reader, girl.
Blind panic. And I know the awful thing is all our bills. I never told you this because I look after the electricity. Well, I'm the one who looks after that bill and then the lads transfer me the money. But our bills have been based off estimates since we moved in because I can't.
So we're going to be fucked.
Well, we have been fucked. Like, all the
babe, the ring
guessing.
Light alone is racking up loads of electricity.
The ring light
it
alone.
It costs money to look this good in the promo vids, girls.
Also, everyone's saying get a smart meter because I tweeted about it, right? Yeah. But remember we tried to get the smart meter
you
in your man
scammed.
Said... I got
you
scammed. I kind of got scammed. But they also said we couldn't get one.
How do people learn how to adult? It's so weird.
That's the toughest bit, I think, is the electricity meter. Sorry, I spat you a small bit there.
You kind of spat into my mouth, though.
Did you love it?
No, like went inside my lips, which was really weird.
But you look delighted.
No, I'm not.
We have you on camera. Cut the cameras, quick.
Okay, can I get some water or something?
You can get some water. Yeah. But the thing is, it's literally a mystery to me. And the thing is, like, as well, my dad would be so allergic. Also, I used to work in a call centre for an electricity crowd. Electricity, am I giving them a plug? I don't think they're still around. But I used to be telling people to check their meters, and then I'd give them, like, I'd give them an estimate on how much we could save them. And dead. I can't even do it.
But, babe, if I can learn how to fix the boiler from YouTube, you can learn how to read a meter from YouTube.
The thing is, right, I actually tried to do that. This is going to sound so embarrassed. It's all, have you gone near the box? It's all cobwebs and stuff. It's outside the gaff. So it's literally like laced.
So you know how to read it, you're just afraid to.
No, well, the thing is, I've only opened the box and I've seen the cobwebs and stuff. I don't really still know how to do it. As well, I could see numbers, but there's about 1,000 numbers there. There's actually so many numbers, and they're kind of saying, read the number, and I'm like, which one? Like, I'm not a technician. Like, the thing is, I didn't study this.
Surely someone listening will help.
Surely
us.
Someone. Or, look, if you live in London.
Also, maybe not Ollie, because sometimes when we ask questions.
Yeah, actually, don't message us. If I was that bothered, I would probably look it up or just get PJ to do it, or a neighbour. But if you're living in East London and want to come read my meter, that sounds very
that
sexual.
That sounds very sexual.
Want to come read my meter in East London.
Read my meter. Is that a song on the EP?
Read my meter.
Read my meter. And it's about how gays don't know
gay
how to
fear.
Like, do shit.
Oh my God, read my meter.
Read my meter. We're adding it to the
add it to the EP.
Add it to the EP. Okay, girlies, let's get on to the team.
Okay.
The team.
I was about to do it.
You were about to do the drums.
You do the. I was about to say, okay, the team. Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
The team for this week is conspiracy theories.
65 eps in, by the way, and I'm still struggling. Alexa, play Illuminati by Madonna.
I actually love this Madonna song.
I do love it as well.
It's because it goes. It's this beginning when she's like, it's not Jay-Z,
that's stunning. Also, my Uncle Phil's going to be weak because we only played a Madonna track there a few weeks ago. Anyways,
come on, Filthy, obsessed. Get off and dance with us.
Filthy, put on the vinyl.
It's very like, it's rub your body. She's singing different celebrities, babe.
Sounds kind of French.
No, it takes ages to get to the...
The Illuminati base.
Yeah.
I don't really know the song.
We'll have to cut it.
Is there a music video for this?
Yeah.
Is there?
No, I don't think so. Well, a choreographer did a dance concept video to it, which is very good.
Okay. I'm kind of loving all the...
In this party, shining like Illuminati.
Illuminati in this party.
You don't know a lyric.
Bitch, I'm a diamond. Alexa, stop.
Why do I have the fear of God in me when anyone mentions Illuminati?
Oh my God, so do I. Who was convincing me when I was back in Cork all about the Illuminati stuff?
I don't. Let's get onto it in a minute.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what inspired the theme first.
What did inspire the theme?
So,
oh, yeah.
Girlies, we know our girl Britney was in the headlines this week for the Free Britney movement. And there was a time when I thought that whole Free Britney thing was a bit of a conspiracy theory because she wasn't talking about it, right? She wasn't coming out and being like... No, actually, this is fucked.
I, to be honest, always believed in it, right?
I did as well.
But I also had a struggle with it because the thing that I believed to be a conspiracy was when people were saying that she's communicating to us via her Instagram
posts. People go crazy for shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh my God, she did this followed by this wearing this top. It means, that means, help me now. I'm like, no, babe, she did a pirouette into a chenille.
And then she'd be blocking her mouth and people would be like, oh, it's because she's not allowed to speak.
No, she just likes to boogie on the gram.
Also, it's contemporary dance. Like, there's probably meaning behind everything.
But it obviously has come out, like, and we've known this, that, like, it's lousy on her.
You know what?
The poor girl. Literally, when I think about it, I'm like, imagine being one of the biggest pop icons of our lifetime and just having all your power taken away from you.
The thing is, it actually broke my heart hearing it from her mouth, because the thing is, most of the stuff with the conservatorship from the Free Britney doc we were kind of aware of, right? And also, even though she wasn't speaking out about it as much, her fella, that sexy fella, he's pure sexy, he had said that he was allergic to the dad. So I knew that there was like dodgy business happening anyway, but like hearing it from her, I just thought, oh my God. And her,
it was
literally
from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Can you say that? Is that a bit rude?
No, but that's the same.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, we were on our break when the Free Britney doc came out
and we were watching it. We were
so we never really discussed it properly, but like all the stuff that went on, and like it's just heartbreaking. And I do think society and the media and like the music industry and stuff, when it comes to the treatment of female performers, I'm actually
it's disgusting
what they actually did. And even like, I won't listen to JT anymore. I don't listen to Justin. No. I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And how he
always play him in the gym, and I'm like,
what's
like
the story there?
Have you opened Twitter?
Have you opened Twitter, girls?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you read a paper?
So like, I don't know, my heart just goes out to her.
Me too. Free Britney, girls. Also, justice for Chris Crocker.
Justice for Chris.
Remember that fella who was partying in the blinds saying, free Britney, leave her alone?
Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, well, some people might be like, who's Chris Crocker?
Yeah, my man might know.
The one who was bawling, crying in the curtains.
Yeah, were they curtains?
Yeah, and it was like, free Britney, everyone was skitting, being like, haha, leave her alone. We're like, no. Like, he was right.
Yeah, he was so right.
No, before his time. But aren't all icons. Anyway, now he's a porn star, which we love to see.
Which we love. He's serving.
Serving bottom.
Now, I've never seen any of his vids.
Sure.
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't seen any Chris Crocker's vids. I know he's a porn star. I've seen, actually, I might have seen him doing bits on his Twitter.
Get your money, doll.
Get your money, girl.
Love that.
Actually, yeah, and she had a name for herself.
But I'm so excited because I love talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we're delving into the realm of conspiracy theories, and we're going to take a look at
conspiracy theories. I was like, where were you going with that sentence?
I was thinking, I was like, what? What's another name for conspiracies? I couldn't think of anything.
So let's go big. Illuminati.
Let's go big with
triangles.
Illuminati.
They love triangles.
What's the story with the Illuminati? It's an eye in a triangle, and what it is they're trying to retain the power among celebs. Is it?
Is it?
Or what is it? Apparently they were saying that they got rid of Whitney so Blue could get in.
What?
Now, when I say I was doing research, very much surface value, girlies.
I just thought the Illuminati were like this secret group of people who do fucked up shit.
The Illuminati's celebs.
But if you're listening, girls, I love you.
The Illuminati celebs.
Really?
It's all celebrities in it, apparently.
Who?
What is it?
Who's in it?
It's a new world order. Sorry, I'm just rattling off buzzwords. I don't even know what that means.
But isn't it like, isn't that what's it called? The Da Vinci Code is about.
I think it's related to Da Vinci. Isn't Da Vinci about triangles as well?
Pure triangles.
Pure prism. Pure isosceles.
But like, a secret group of people can have that much power, right?
But when you think about it, again, I just sound like I'm just reading off. I sound so basic. But I was going to say, like, money is power.
Money is power.
And then all the celebrities be pure minted, so they can kind of control the game.
And isn't the Illuminati symbol, now, take this with a pinch of salt, girlies, isn't it on the American dollar bill?
Now, it was ages ago that I actually watched the Illuminati doc. And when I say doc, it's something that someone threw together on YouTube. And I remember something to do with the dollar bill.
So, I think what we can take away from this brief discussion on
but
the
what
Illuminati...
But what is the Illuminati? That, see, the thing is, when you led with that, I was like, this isn't one of the ones I'd looked up.
I think the Illuminati is basically a private members club, but like fancier.
It's kind of that. It's Visa
and they kill
house.
People and stuff.
I think they kill a few people who are like kind of...
in their way.
Sometimes I get confused between Illuminati and... what's that other guy?
Scientology. Me too. I knew Tom Cruise was in one of them.
Tom Cruise is in all of them, I think.
But no, the Scientologists are the ones who jump on the couches. They love a bouncy couch.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks, I feel, is all about him as well.
Oh, really?
Apparently. So I did...
all the Toms.
...do a small bit on Scientology. Actually, I didn't do a whole lot on it. You're kind of leading it now with all the ones I didn't do much on. All I have written down here is Scientology, right? And you know Leah Remini?
No.
What was she in now? She was in... She was in Saved by the Bell. Briefly, that was like a cameo. Let me just search what she was in. Leah Remini. What's that one with all the lads?
What you mean?
What's that one with all the lads?
I know her. Now I know her face.
Oh yeah, that's her face there. Television. What's that one with all the lads? Cheers.
Yeah, she was in Cheers.
She was in Cheers. Anyway, back to what I was getting at. She was in Scientology for a bit, and she actually came out of it, and I think she did a doc or something. She did like a whole expose on it, right? And once Tom Hanks invited her to his house, and Will and Jada were playing hide and seek. And they were all just playing hide and seek around Tom Hanks' gaff. Now, if that's Scientology, I kind of want in.
But also, is that a cult or is it a conspiracy?
Oh.
I think the lines are blurred between cult and conspiracy.
Lines are a bit blurred. As I said previously, you kind of late with stuff I wasn't as prepped for. This isn't my strongest...
But the Illuminati is a conspiracy theory because people are saying it might be real.
Actually, Scientology is definitely real.
Scientology, well, like, obviously we don't believe in it. We're not Scientologists.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Do we need to say that?
Well, you kind of led with your heart with that one.
The church is real. The establishment.
Yeah, whereas like Illuminati is like...
I'm getting freaked out talking about Scientology.
The Illuminati is like this mystical figure on kind of like people watching over you and stuff. What do you think of the conspiracy that the FBI are watching us through our webcams? Hey girlies, how are you? Sorry, no, but if the FBI agent was watching me through my webcam, he needs to start paying me because I'm giving him a show.
You're doing bits.
I'm doing bits.
I would just hope that they're not attractive because...
The angle.
The angle, and also, like, I'm on my laptop late at night when I'm kind of wrecked. I'm watching TV. Also, a lot of it, especially if they're, like, looking at me through my laptop webcam... I cry a lot watching shows. I'm watching a few sad... I watched the finale of Pose there the other day. He'd probably just be watching me cry and I'm like, oh, is he upset?
Also, I imagine they find it hard to fill the positions because I say it's a very boring job.
It's very boring.
I say if you did something bad in the field in the FBI, they go, oh, babe, you're on webcam duty.
Also, is the FBI in England?
They're
everywhere. Like, or is it just America?
They're very everywhere.
Why do we know nothing?
No,
we know nothing.
But the FBI are like the American. But surely they come over to England if needs be. Remember the time everyone got t-shirts that says FBI and it says female body inspector? They should have all been burnt.
Okay. My god. It was always the crazy fella on Hans.
Reset. What are your conspiracies?
So we put out a few feelers on the gram. People wanted us to do a deep dive into the Avril Lavigne. Because we definitely referenced her in previous eps. And
let me just take a sip because this is kind of my area of expertise.
this is PJ's special subject on Mastermind, right?
Yeah.
But it was suggested, or there's a claim, or there's a conspiracy, that Avril Lavigne, the original Avril Lavigne, is dead.
Yes.
And they replaced her with a clone.
Who henceforth will be known as Diet Avril Lavigne. Like Coke Original and Diet Coke. So, Original Coke, which is the Avril Lavigne that died, and then this new Diet Avril Lavigne.
Diet Avril, like I love Diet Avril.
Diet Avril.
But she died in 2003. Oh no, she didn't, but that's what they're saying. I got such a fright when I'm just reading notes there and it said she died in 2003. I actually got surprised.
She may or may not have died in 2003.
They suggested she died in 2003. Also, the people who are, if you are just making up this for fun, that's
you're
not
crazy.
Nice. That's kind of like not nice.
It all happens on Reddit.
But it was after the release of her debut album, Let Go, and they
she
say
let go.
She was replaced by a body double named Melissa Vandella. Which I kind of love the dramatics of that.
But that just screams creative writing class, right?
So this all kicked off, basically. The origins can be traced to a Brazilian blog called Avril Está Morta, right?
Yeah.
Which translates as Avril is dead.
Which
then led to the conversation suggesting of the replacement, right?
Okay.
The theory gained more traction in May 2017 when a Twitter user posted a thread recounting the theory. And Avril Lavigne, I think it's so funny, she's actually had to come out and say, like, I'm not dead, right? But if you go on to the website, on the blogspot, these are the reasons people are saying she was replaced.
Okay.
Right? Her height increased on Google search.
Okay.
Right? So she's a couple of centimetres taller. Additional freckles, which, like... I've gotten additional
freckles in summer.
Handwriting changed.
Okay, that is...
Yeah, but that can happen too.
She might have done a calligraphy workshop.
She could have done... I mean, we all...
Sorry, no, but if I'm getting famous enough to be doing my signature, I want it to be nice.
I'm looking into it already, like, and not even just from a famous perspective. I just want nice, gorgeous handwriting for the wedding invites. Also, they also claim that... the lyrics of Under My Skin, like an album she did, contain subliminal messaging which alludes to her death.
But I'm sorry now. If she did die and they replaced her, they're not going to let the replacement write an album with subliminal messaging about the replacement.
Yeah, they aren't really, are they?
So I think in the jury of me and Kevin, we have agreed that this conspiracy is false.
I think... Can we say that though?
Yeah. It's just our jury. It's just a false.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think false. Anyway.
I think Avril Lavigne is a real Avril. From the evidence you just presented today in court, I can now adjourn that it's a real Avril.
Avril is real Avril.
Stunning.
Not dyed Avril.
Next.
Right. This one, I actually had never heard.
Okay.
And immediately, I took interest in because of my fondness of studying the man in question for the LC. And the Junior Cert, actually. I did Julius Caesar for the Junior Cert.
Okay.
Did you ever hear the Shakespeare conspiracy?
No.
Shakespeare. My good friend, William.
To be or not to be.
People are saying William Shakespeare never wrote all the plays, all the sonnets.
Really?
Basically.
Who did?
37 plays, 154 sonnets. Basically, they're saying that it was other people. I think people were saying like Christopher Marlowe and also Francis Bacon was writing them because they were saying that apparently William Shakespeare, where he grew up in Stratford-upon-Avon, didn't like have like a good education to be writing like pieces of work this good.
Oh, really? You know
what I mean? Well, that's what they're saying. And also they were saying like there might have been some female authors who might have written them, but they wouldn't have achieved any acclaim because they were female authors.
Okay.
And that they wouldn't have been read.
To be honest, I'd kind of believe that.
Now, weak if you're William Shakespeare getting all this claim for not doing anything.
I don't know, I'd feel too guilty, I feel like a fraud.
Well, it was only when he died that people kind of really discovered them.
Oh, really?
It? Yeah, he was actually dead.
Also, then that throws a spanner in the works for me. A spanner in the works, my saying of the podcast.
It's a conspiracy set. There's going to be a few spanners. It's going to be a toolbox.
It's because if he was dead when he got famous, why would he have to rob everyone's work?
So I don't think he, like, plagiarised the works. I think it was more so people asked him.
Okay.
No, I didn't really look into it long enough. Basically, right? Basically, I tried listening to a conspiracy podcast on the subject.
Okay.
And the thing is...
You fell asleep.
No, the thing is, in all the conspiracy podcasts, they all talk like this.
Okay.
William Shakespeare was born in Stratford.
Okay.
It's all about, do you remember The Masked Magician?
Yeah.
It's all a bit that, I was just obsessed with it. But it's all a bit Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Okay.
Like, and then like, they're like.
Just tell it to me straight.
Just tell it to me. And I was kind of looking, basically they all just sound a bit weird. So like, once I got the bare facts, well obviously I haven't gotten enough. But like, I kind of drifted off.
Okay, I think in the case of William Shakespeare's conspiracy, I'm a hung jury.
I think, she's hung. I think plausible.
Yeah.
So for my Lambda exam, right, when I was in fifth year, when I was going for my silver medal in acting, right?
Okay.
You had to do work of Shakespeare, right? I was studying Hamlet at the time.
I'm out.
So I did.
At that point. Go on.
I did one of Hamlet's soliloquies when he approaches the other actors and he speaks, it's kind of very meta, and he's speaking about like how he likes acting to be, right?
Okay.
And what he constitutes good acting and stuff. Anyway, as part of the Lambda experience, after you do your pieces, you sit down and have a chat with your one. Like, I want to say, I've been doing Lambda years. Lambda was my bag, right? It was my, like, Lambda was my force majeure.
What is Lambda?
Huh?
What is Lambda?
Lambda is the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. Basically, they're like, it's like a place over here you can train in acting, but also they have like a body for like, if you want to do like acting exams.
Oh, okay.
Money like, making racket, basically.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme.
Lambda's a pyramid scheme. And because it used to be all... Anyway, it always used to just go in
well,
my favour, right?
Yeah.
It used to always go well. Anyway, one sits me down and she went... And I could tell she wasn't impressed. And I was kind of like... She's a bee in her bonnet now and I'm kind of allergic.
Miss Trunchbull.
Miss Trunchbull. She actually was. It was kind of similar. No, she wasn't. She was an old lady kind of situation. But she went, can I ask why you did Hamlet? And I was like... Oh, I said, well, I'm studying it for the Leaving Certificate.
Yeah.
And I said, I actually really enjoy the play itself and like, you know, trying to, you know, ascertain whether Hamlet was actually really mad, whether he was going a bit mad or whether he was just playing it up and whatever. And I love all the like, whatever themes. And anyway, and she went, oh, it's just because I think Hamlet's one of Shakespeare's most boring plays. She went like that and I was kind of going... And then I was like, I've just done that. You've essentially kind of said my thing was boring.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did not do like months of prepping for this. And also, like going to acting classes isn't cheap. My mum and dad were paying for classes. I remember just being so bothered. And I went, oh, I said, actually, that's funny you say that because I said, I go to an all lads school and I said, a lot of the lads in the class as well, they find it quite boring and they aren't able to appreciate it either. And I said like that, and you could tell. Now, I knew I was digging my grave, but I said, I can go out of there with my head held high because Don't come for me like that.
I'm dead.
Lambda was my game.
I think you told me that before.
Oh, I think I did.
Was that the first examiner that you've done that to? Or have you done that to another one?
No, that was... No. Okay. The thing is, all the other examiners, I used to get on like a house on fire with them. I really did. And I'd come out and I'd be beaming at my mum and be like, oh my God, was it unreal? And
what
I'd be
did
like
you say to your mum when you came out?
I was literally like, my mum knew I was raging and I was next. And the thing is as well, the only other thing in the other reports was they used to always comment on my lisp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Used to always comment on my lisp.
But leave you have a lisp.
I know. And I was kind of like, are they deducting me marks for the lisp? Because I was born, they said work harder to perfect the S sound. And I was kind of going, actually, Angela, I'm trying.
In between the lines, it's like, he has a fucking lisp.
Wanted to be like, at that point, like when I was going into the exams, I was like, do I start off and tell him I have a lisp?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, babe, I'm gay, I have a lisp. Also, that's one of my conspiracy theories, which I was going to get to later if we were going to talk about our own conspiracy theories. Right? Why is it just that gay men have lisps?
Straight people have lisps as well.
Name one.
You're right.
I can't name any.
Because I had a lisp growing up, you know that?
Gay. Louis Spence, gay. There's more gay fellas with lisps as well.
I don't know anyone else with a lisp besides you, me and Louis Spence. Well, me when I was a child.
Yeah, stop trying to claim my lisp.
Oh, but like I didn't even go to speech and drama and I learned how to speak properly. I'm joking.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
I'm joking.
That's the weirdest thing ever. And I just
and
remember.
And also I didn't, babe. I'm mother and I'm the worst. You have perfect diction.
I remember. Remember when Pineapple Dance Studio used to be on TV?
Yeah.
On Sky One. And I remember just being so conflicted between wanting to watch it, but also being like, I am so like Louis Spence. And my mum used to be like, oh my God, he has a lisp like you. And I used to be frantic over it.
You're like, but I'm not gay like him.
I used to be frantic. This is a conspiracy again. That I was none the wiser about. Never knew it existed. Actually, I think I had heard bits about it because it kind of, I think it revolves around Hillary Clinton. I think she was kind of supposedly starting it. You know, this whole like child trafficking thing, right?
Oh, the big T, yeah.
The child trafficking ring, right? And they were getting taking all the children and they were like selling them off or something like that, right? But I never knew that they used codename pizza for it. So apparently, when they were ordering pizza, the celebrities, they were actually ordering
what?
So no, but that's really it. So apparently when this and then basically they were harvesting the children's blood for adrenochrome, which is like a drug that keeps them, that they take then, that keeps them young.
Kevin, you look like that meme, you know, when he's like at the wall and there's like pins everywhere. That crazy meme.
This isn't, I don't believe
obviously
this.
Obviously you don't believe it, but what?
But also, I don't believe that, but I think
they were taking a chemical from the kid's blood.
From the kid's blood, but see, the thing is, this thing in the blood, or like taking the children's, drinking the blood.
Is it true?
Actually, scientifically, I think it does actually make younger kind of situation. But anyway, it's claimed that celebs, including Tom Hanks at it again, Ellen DeGeneres, which I could have told you, right? Not that she looked particularly young, but I feel like she'd be into it. Heidi Klum to be taken in as well.
I'd say Troll and Gwyneth as well.
On my list, I was looking, I was like, does Gwyneth take it? And I was saying, she's used to taking everything else under the sun. She's definitely
on it.
Taking it. And as well, she called her child Apple. She'd be sucking the child's blood.
This conspiracy theory paints like celebrities as vampires.
Yeah, and apparently J-Lo gets a shot of it in her Starbucks order. She gets her like shot of adrenochrome. Apparently,
no, she does look fat.
Apparently, there's someone supplying her local Starbucks with the adrenochrome, and then she goes in, and then she just like they know it's obviously J-Lo because she rocks up.
But there's too many people there that could leak it to the press. Like, imagine you working and getting a job in this random Starbucks, and then them going, "Oh, that's J-Lo's shipment of child's blood."
No, but
you're running to the.
No, it's the adrenochrome that they get into the Starbucks, right? No, I'm saying this as if I was there.
Adrenochrome also sounds like a made-up thing.
And yeah, it does. But they probably just put it into one of the syrup bottles and they're like, oh, that's for J-Lo. They're obviously not going, by the way, this is like children's blood or whatever.
Oh, that's for J-Lo.
That's for J-Lo. Also, I don't think anyone's going to question. Imagine if J-Lo rocked up, you're not going to be like, J-Lo, what is it?
Yeah, but then what if one day someone's like, oh, it smells like my cousin? You know what I mean?
Anyway, if you are doing it, stop.
Stop, ridiculous.
But that just goes to show that they have too much money.
But surely they're not, because if they're saying J-Lo's in it and Ellen's in it, you put them side by side, it's obviously not working the same for everybody.
I know, but like, we'll say with Gwyneth, I know, isn't it awful that we both just decided that she's doing it? But sorry, but if she's getting stung by bees on purpose, then I wouldn't put it past her to be...
It's very goop energy.
It's very goop lab.
Yeah,
I can see
that.
It now.
Very that.
They obviously left that out of the series on Netflix. But it does feel very good.
Very that.
Very goop.
But also, the reason why we can laugh about it is because we think it's fictional, obviously.
Like, if they are doing it, it's horrific.
Also, if they are doing it, are we going to be assassinated? Would that be glamour? Would it be glamour? If, like, we pissed off some higher-ups and we were assassinated and then we become a conspiracy theory. Everyone's, oh my God, remember those two lads from my grandmam done an episode on conspiracy theories and then they died suspiciously. Cut the cameras.
I always look at the camera when you say something so scary. Actually, will we leave this bit out?
No, babe.
Is it pure scary? No, because the thing is,
they're not going to assassinate us.
But they're all the
Azealia Banks be calling them out in our story all the time.
Really?
She'd be like, Ellen DeGeneres, you child murdering bitch, and all this stuff. She's crazy though. She's unhinged.
She's crazy.
She'd be also coming for all the Ryanair girlies.
She's coming for all of them.
We can't let a conspiracy theory ep go by without talking about flat earthers.
Was flat earthers a thing maybe in the 90s? Is there flat earthers going around in the 2000s?
Yeah, babe.
But the thing is, then we need to just send them to wherever they think the edge is and push them and go see your grand.
But as well, sometimes I'm like, do they have a point? Because like, I'm not a flat earther, right? But like, like Jose was like to me the other night, like the world is round, obviously. I know the world is round. But do we? How do we know the world is round?
I think if you're to look at a picture of the solar system, right? It all looks a bit too perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as spherical as they make out.
I think they're all wonky.
I don't think it's flat.
I don't think it's flat either.
Because as well, if it was flat, the water would just go off the sides.
But is it a gorgeous waterfall?
And also gravity. We don't know enough to be told. The thing is, we're actually giving strength to the argument that it could be flat because we're not articulating ourselves well
enough. I don't think it's flat.
I don't think it's flat.
But I don't think it's a
I don't think it's a circle either. I don't think it's perfectly spherical.
We're obviously joking. We sound stupid. The earth is round.
Also, I started to research this again, but it was just a weird person talking, so I didn't really get into it. Have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
Yes.
What is that again? It's something to do with people not remembering something happening.
Or something, yeah.
Or something like that. Girls, we'll do a conspiracy set part two and we'll...
I've heard about it.
It's something like... Right, so we'll say this is the Mandela Effect. Okay, this is what I reasoned in
my head.
Is it
anything to do with Nelson?
Don't think so. That's what put me off. And then I just kept thinking of Mandela tattoos.
I was thinking about Nelson Mandela.
Anyway, the basis of it is we'll say, we're going to school, right?
Okay.
No, going to school.
Me.
You're going to school, okay. Right? You're going to school every day, you're having a great time at school. You're doing your work, you're doing your homework. Wait.
What colour is my pencil case? Do you want to go into that much detail?
I don't know why. Anyway, right. You're going to school, your whole life. Say then you go in on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm in the class.
Yeah.
Right? And you're kind of like, who's this new fella? Everyone's reacting to me as if I'm part of the furniture. I've been there my whole life.
Okay.
And then you're going, what's this story there? And everyone's going, oh, that's Kevin. Like, he goes to school with us. And you're like, oh, I don't remember him at all. You didn't get amnesia, I don't think. But there was a glitch in the system. But then you talk to a few other people, right?
Yeah.
And you go, so we'll say then you go into Miss McCarthy's class and you're like, so weird. It's lunchtime. You're in the yard. And you go, so weird. There's this new fella from Douglas in our class. And I've been going to this school 5 years and I don't remember him at all. And they're saying he's there since junior infants.
Okay.
And then they go, I've never seen him in the yard. Like, there's another two or three people who don't remember him either.
And everyone else is calling you crazy.
Because there's a glitch in the Matrix. But that's what it is. It's not amnesia, it's a glitch.
I have no clue what you're on about, but...
I think that's what it is.
Really good plot for a film.
It was the most annoying... I think there's a few films probably based off it. But again, the fella doing it, there's such like a gap in the market there for someone to do it and do it a bit. Maybe we need to become a conspiracy podcast.
If we become experts...
And just talk about it properly.
Spin-off.
The spin-off side project.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Okay, so we've covered, lightly covered, we've touched upon some conspiracies. Do you have any of your own?
Right. The thing is, as you might have gathered with the other conspiracies, I don't really believe in the conspiracies by nature. One that, I'm not sure if this is a conspiracy, but I still find it hard to believe that the alternative is true. I was convinced for years upon years, since my childhood, it's kind of Mandela effect, actually. I think now that Dawn French hosted You've Been Framed, Vicar of Dibley.
She did.
She didn't. It was Lisa Riley.
No, she did.
No, it was Lisa Riley from Emmerdale, because I tweeted at Christmas because I found out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I was like, it was Dawn French. And I tweeted and I said, can't believe it wasn't Dawn French.
Google did Dawn.
I did this already.
Okay.
I did this and I tweeted. And then, you won't believe this, so many people commented underneath being like, no, she did. Or they'd be like, oh, I just Googled it. I thought it was Dawn French as well. I never knew it was Lisa Riley.
I thought it was Dawn French too. Who's Lisa Riley?
Emmerdale, apparently, whether Lisa Riley, what was the name of her character on Emmerdale again? I never really watched Emmerdale. There was a few kind of righty farmers in it.
Oh, yeah.
She played Mandy Dingle.
But she's a spitting image of Dawn French.
She's 8 years younger, though.
Oh, sorry, Lisa, babe.
They do look kind of similar, right? But I would definitely know if it was Dawn French. And the fact that so many other people, and my mum thought it was Dawn French.
So your conspiracy theory is that
it was Dawn French. Or maybe was it Mandela?
Mandela effect.
Was it the Mandela effect? Right.
Okay.
Anyway, so if there's anyone else listening who thought it was Dawn French, like, let us know. Okay. This is a bit of a stretch, and it just occurred to me on the tube when I saw Pure Manky Builder. I don't think that builders be doing that much work. I'm like, you're way too messy. So I think they just lob on a load of dirt when they go into the construction site.
Okay.
Kind of lays themselves in dirt. So then they come out, it looks like they've done loads of work, but they haven't. And you know, it also gives strength to the argument that building shot up.
Okay.
You know, the way it kind of just happens.
Because they do it all in one day.
They all do it in one day because, like, no way are they at it for that long. And I'm kind of thinking, like, also, the mess just seems like a bit much mess.
That's the one thing. I do think they're building every day.
But are they taking their time?
But I think, also, I do think they don't need to be that messy.
Also, is there a lot of hijinks? Are they like lobbing
cement? I think there's loads of hijinks. And there's really they'd be all wanking in the bathrooms and stuff. Do you ever see all the videos of the builders?
Yeah, there'd be a load on Twitter of the builders. They'd be kind of loving
hijinks,
the OnlyFans.
Hijinks, nailing foreskin to wood and stuff.
And I would say that as well, on the builders. I think what makes a builder is the Timberland boots.
No, it's the pants.
It's the pants, yeah.
It's the way the pants hug the ass.
It's the combination of the pants and the Timberland boots. Also, maybe this is another ep, but I want to touch off it now because I feel like it needs to be addressed.
Okay.
I, Kevin Toomey, believe the Fesh Matcha was rigged. I think the Fesh Matcha was an inside job. I'm the only one brave enough to say it. And there's no way, right?
Yeah.
I was a child who was very aware of everything going on around me. I was very aware of my own abilities.
You were very woke,
my own
child.
Limitations, exactly that. I worked my ass off. I used to always do really well in the lambdas, right? And sometimes I'd use one of the poems I did for the Fesh Matcha when I do it in the lambda.
Okay.
Used to never place in the Fesh Matthews.
Really?
And then I'd be looking at some of the things and I'm thinking, it's an inside job, it's nepotism,
yeah.
Or it's some kind of connection, or was the fella who's reading out the numbers at the start, was he being paid off?
Okay.
Was he doing something? Was there some kind of something happening?
There was a lot of barristers' kids in the Fesh Matthews, I'd say.
Or was it that? I was thinking as well, I was like, it was a lot of the posh kids who are probably doing well.
Yeah, they were.
You know what I mean? Because like, I mean, I'm not going to recite them now. I remember... my poems.
Please
to this
don't
day.
Say them.
I'm not going to say the poems.
Yeah, please don't.
But I was really good.
I know. I've no doubt you were good.
And you know what? The Fesh Matthew, just let all the kids do their fucking poems. They've paid for it. You have to pay to get into the Fesh Matthew. The children are spending months learning the two poems, and then you're not even going to have the decency to listen to the second poem.
I feel like you're a bit scared, babe.
I'm actually getting
also,
so stressed.
I don't think anyone knows what the Fesh Matthew is.
They do, doll.
I don't.
Oh, the stage you're going to... The Fesh Matthew Hall in Cork.
No. I know the people
it's
get up.
Basically it's basically a festival.
And people go in and say a load of poems. And it's rigged, apparently.
And it's rigged. Okay. And it's a job. It actually is awful, though, when you think about all the children who never get to say the second poem.
That's
actually,
so sad.
I'm going to start my own competition.
And everyone says every poem.
And everyone says all the poems. Or maybe I'll just do it just for the children who never got to say the second poem.
Oh.
I'm obviously... I think I need to go to therapy.
I think you do need to talk this out with a professional.
Yeah, I think I do, actually.
If anybody knows, like... a support group for people who are fucked over by the Fesh Matthew, can you please drop it in our DMs?
I'm gonna start one.
Fucked over by the Fesh.
That's
the name of
it.
The group.
That's the name of the group.
Yeah. Okay, girls, let's take a break from conspiracies for a second. I'm all conspiracied out.
My head's wrecked from it. I'm not even lying, my head's wrecked.
But also, if you are actually someone who is a conspiracy theorist, you'd be wrecked.
That's not in the Coors is coming up with all the conspiracies. He's a website.
Really?
I wanted to do a Coors track as the intro, but then I was like, oh, will it take a turn?
What's it called?
The website. The Coors.
No, the website.
I don't know. Just Google your man's name. It's like, it's really like basic HTML, I think.
Oh,
I don't know what that means. But I think it's like just a load of links. And then like he thinks like the 9/11 was an inside job.
That's another conspiracy.
That's another conspiracy. But he's like spouting on. He's pure now Bart Simpson tinfoil hat.
Oh, really?
Very that.
But also, I always find, right, I can't believe conspiracy theorists because their art direction of their posts are always disgusting.
You know what?
Learn how to use Photoshop or like InDesign.
But
like, if you're a designer and a conspiracy theorist, I kind of believe you.
There's a market there.
Yeah.
Also, like even with the people who are like anti-vax and like saying all this and like it's the government controlling you. Like, your feed is so messy.
Yeah, or just invest in, like, Grammarly or something.
Or just get an assistant or something. Or, like, there's, like, how many people are doing those anti-protest marches? Like,
surely one of them works in marketing.
Surely someone, or just pool in a bit of money and get someone to do it, you know, on Fiverr or something. Just get someone to do it.
No, we don't agree with you, but, like, you can still make it pretty.
You can still make it pretty.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Nuala Kirby, this week, it's your shift.
My 3-year-old is an extremely picky eater and only eats pasta and bananas. Help, any advice, is my question today. Dear listener, well, that does take me back to PJ's youth, and he was obsessed with nuggets and chips. All the rest of the family ate meat, veg, potatoes, but PJ would even want these nuggets for breakfast. Now, as a young parent, you would worry about your child eating more healthier and a good variety of foods. But pasta and bananas are good enough, better than nuggets and chips. I would also say people are more educated today about good nutrition and varieties of food. So don't worry as long as he is happy and healthy. All children go through phases. Grow out of them and grow out of them. And it took PJ into his teens before he could venture other foods. Now he is the most healthiest eater in the family and a fabulous cook. Don't worry about your child. Will find his own comfort zone. Don't force him. He will be fine. Good luck. All children are unique.
Okay, drag me, ma'am.
I'm screaming, she dragged you through the dark.
Also, I love the all children are unique at the end.
That was lovely. It's a wonder you didn't turn into a nugget.
Oh,
lads. You kind of look a bit nuggety.
No, but lads, when I say I ate nothing in my childhood except chicken nuggets and chips. Nothing, every day.
You can kind of, I know you're really healthy now. you can kind of tell that you're eating all nuggets and chips. Do you know what I mean? You give me that impression? Do you know what I mean? Were they fried or oven?
You're pale.
Oven chips.
No fried, babe.
Because isn't it so mad that, like, I say most houses these days don't even have a deep fat fryer.
Oh.
We used to always have the chips in the deep fat fryer.
I remember the first time my mum tried to give me oven chips when I was young, and I was like, what are these soggy biscuits? No matter how, like...
I actually like my mum's oven chips.
No matter how you cook them, lads, oven chips are just rotten. They're just like...
But the air fryer is supreme.
Yeah. But the chips from the oven just taste like sponge.
It's a bit spongy. It's a bit Victoria sponge.
You just can't get them crispy.
You can't get them crispy or so.
But, like, that's why I was, like, really overweight as a child.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be sitting down on the couch and I'd be like, oh, I'm hungry. And my mum would get me some nuggets and chips and I can't cook.
Also, the gaff must have been raking in the deep fat fryer 24/7.
Yeah, but, like, as well, obviously I ate some other stuff.
I used to entrust the gaff, like, if I ever went to one of my friends' house, like, for the first time when I went in, and I wasn't getting some kind of whiff of a deep fat fryer, I used to get kind of alarmed.
It's weird.
I used to be thinking, like, oh, they're very sheltered.
My sister used to babysit for people, and, like, their treat was, can I say this on the podcast? Their treat was grapes. I can't say that, can I? I don't know who they are.
No, you can't.
But, like, imagine me going, can I have a treat? And my mum giving me some grapes. I'd be like, what the fuck? You'd
smack her over the head.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
No, are you for real?
Give me my purple snack.
Purple snacks were the best. They were elite.
But yeah, girl, don't worry. Like, don't stress. Like, everyone's, like, obviously worried about, like, what their children are eating and stuff.
Also, what age are they? Because my mum used to just mash it into our other food. And we used to eat it. We'd be like, oh... The potatoes taste pure and weird. So, like, could you, like, blend it into... Like, does he have a sauce with the pasta? He's hardly having a plain, is he?
I don't know if my story is one to go by, but, like, I did eat chicken nuggets just for so many years, and now I do, like, I'm quite experimental with my dishes.
But, like, you'd hope they grow out of it, you know what I mean? Because imagine going to a restaurant then for food with them and then being like, oh, do you have pasta and bananas?
Yeah.
I'd be like, do you want to get a grip? Sorry, now, I know this is your child. I'm not saying they're annoying now, but, like, they will grow out of it.
No, is it bananas in the pasta?
That's what I was wondering.
So, as well, why don't you, like, fry up some plantain and see if he likes that?
Fry up some plantain.
That'd be gorgeous.
Actually, plantain is kind of gorgeous. I had it for the first time there last month. So I know what's going on. Stunning. And also, maybe, could you buy one of the pasta spiralizers thing?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, just kind of put other foods through
it. So you can spiralize some courgettes.
Do that.
No, he'll probably throw it back at you, but
yeah,
worth a shot.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to do that first time.
But, or, like, just, you know the people who actually roll their own pasta and stuff? But then just, like, put other foods through it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that?
Also, just while we're talking about spiralizers, one conspiracy that the girlies need to hear
is
that if you eat carbohydrates, you're not going to gain shitloads of weight, guys. Stop going on these no-carb diets.
It's really weird.
Just life's too short not to have a fucking bagel.
Also, cauliflower rice is not rice. It's cauliflower in bits. It's in load of bits. And it's
cauliflower
it's
rice
nice.
Is cauliflower that someone just bait with a fucking hammer.
If you claim to like cauliflower rice, you need some happiness in your life.
No, I do like it sometimes.
You don't.
But I'd always put it on top of, like...
There's no nutritional value in cauliflower rice.
Is there not?
They say that the less colour in the vegetable, the less nutrients.
Oh, Dr. Toomey.
And sure, isn't cauliflower of no colour? Just like myself, which is born white. So there's nothing
now,
in it.
If that's not some kind of fucking Irish pub science I'm hearing
now.
No,
I heard this in London, definitely. This is definitely London calling.
And there's nutritionists over here, girly.
But no, nothing in it. Anyway, girlies,
that's us for all conspiracy doubt. Am I going to put a bit of tape over my webcam? Do you want people have tape over their webcam? I just think that makes you look crazy in the office.
I think it looks really weird.
Like, if I'm ever talking to someone and they have tape over their webcam, I'm like, what are you up to? Why do you need to hide that much?
I'd freak out about it every time I open my laptop. I'd be like, oh, they're watching. Whereas I don't think about it because I don't see the webcam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't trust people who have the tape over their webcam, not the people who don't.
Also, how are you?
Also,
hi, girly.
Also, no one ever asks you how you're doing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Man behind the camera. Woman.
I feel like the FBI person needs a good therapy session.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They need someone asking them how they are.
But also, if I was in the gig, I would just be watching Netflix on the side.
I don't think they're even doing their job.
Yeah, and I feel like they don't watch random people doing a podcast on their couch. It's like government level.
Yeah. But are they going to be watching us because we're kind of exposing all the...
We don't know anything about anything, so we're not exposing anything.
Yeah, actually, they're actually... Just the vampires. If they're watching this, they're going, they're thick as shit.
Anyway, girlies, that's conspiracies.
That's conspiracies. Stay tuned for part two, where we're going to do an even deeper dive.
We need to go, like, I'd love to, like, infiltrate some of them, or, like, do some, like, dispatches of
this. I want to do dispatches. I want to, like, do Stacey Dooley gig on it. And,
BBC,
like, actually
we're waiting.
It. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, get proper involved. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. I want to do dispatches on why was U2's album uploaded to Apple Music.
We really need to, like, unpack that one.
Is that a conspiracy? Was that
no,
Bono?
No, that was just a hate crime.
That was just bizarre.
Anyway, girlies. Anyway, girlies. Love
take
you.
Take care. Lovely chatting to you. Bye.
Remember, they're always watching. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.